You are now entering the Back in Time podcast.
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
Killing me, Small.
I'll be back.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Bueller. Bueller.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Here are your hosts, Kyle and JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry. Joined as always by the illustrious, the corona-free JD. JD, how are you today?
Compared to you, Corona Kyle, I am fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not certain that I don't have the virus. I'm going to be honest. I went down to drop off the trash yesterday at the side of the curb, got to the end, was literally a little dizzy, did not feel good at all. Yeah, I went back inside and just slept it off the rest of the night. So who knows? Be a stomach flu, could be the Rona. I don't know what has me.
Is that what we're calling it now, the Rona?
I've heard that online quite a few times.
Now, how do you hear something online?
Well, I read it with my eyes and heard it through my head.
So you saw something online. You don't have some supernatural ability where you can hear words?
I can hear words, so I guess we can call that supernatural.
Hey, I'm proud of you, Kyle. You finally got a skill.
All right, great. Well, hey, man, we got a special guest on the line here, so let's bring him in. Joining us on the podcast tonight is RJ Gregory. He is a host of his own podcast called RJ and Kylie's No Limit Podcast. He's been a listener of the show for a long time. We're excited to have you, man. RJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yes. Well, man, we're excited to have you. I got to say that you're without a doubt the best East Coast accent we've had on the podcast.
Oh, so, no, man. You really want to hear it before you get off in the night. I'll put my wife on. She's straight out of mess.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. We'll have to have a little drop by just so we can give JD a new accent to work with. His walking's pretty good, but I don't know about his East Coast accent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, hers is worse than mine. I mean, you can't even understand it half the time, especially when she's been drinking.
Tell her to take a couple of shots and then we'll bring her in.
Hey, don't take much.
I love it. Well, hey, we've been gone back and forth quite a bit through Instagram over the last couple of years. And, you know, I finally was like, hey, we got to have you on, man. And you decided to pick top five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Why was this the episode you wanted to be part of?
Well, because I grew up, I mean, I was a kid in the 80s, so I was definitely around for the Stallone Arnold era, who was better, bigger muscles, better movies. I'm a Stallone guy, but, Arnold has always had a soft spot in my heart, but there's some movies that there's a lot of movies I enjoy from him, But doing the top five, I can focus on more than one, you know what I mean? So to me, it was more exciting to pick a few of them and just kind of talk about them that way.
And I have to say, I'm probably more of a Stallone guy, too. I'm not sure why we didn't do him first, but well, that did sound right. Rewind. JD, where do you fall on the Stallone and Arnie debate here?
Jean-Claude.
Are you a Jean-Claude guy, or is that made up?
No, I think that each of the actors bring a different flair to their ability to portray characters on the screen. And when I think of Stallone, I think of him as Rocky. Okay. And to me, Rocky's probably the best there is in terms of actual quality of the movies between the two of them. So I would have to say Stallone based on that. But overall, I think I like what Arnold has done with his career a lot more in the way that he ventured out and got into some of that those comedies that I'm sure we will be talking about.
For sure. Okay. Well, let's do the rundown here. So we'll do our top five. If you're new to the show, pretty simple. We're each going to give a top five list. So we may have 15 different movies. We may have 10 different movies. We'll probably agree on a couple. Of course, we'll rag on each other if we don't like the picks. We'll have a little fun with it. So here's the list. I've got myself going first. JD, I've got you squeezed in the middle here. And RJ, since you are the guest, you're going to close us out.
Ah,
you'll
sweet.
Be the third one up. So you're batting, you're batting clean up here.
Or I'm
you're
the headliner. I'm the headliner.
There you go.
You know?
I like it. Top billing, as we would say in the music business, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Very cool. So I'm going to go first here. I'm going to be honest. I have five movies. I still do not have them in order. So this is going to be going by the seat of my pants here. But I'm going to go with the movie that I watch probably the least out of the five, which I actually really like a lot. So I'm in 1993. We're starting off with a little Jack Slater in a movie called Last Action Hero.
Nice.
This was a movie that I do remember seeing in theaters. I like it a lot because it doesn't take itself too seriously, but there's enough action in there where if that's what you really want to see from Arnold, like you're going to get plenty of that in this movie. But I do feel like it's kind of like making fun of itself, which is kind of clever. So, RJ, what do you think about that pick at number five?
Dude, I mean, that's a solid pick. It was a good movie. I actually did see that in theaters myself. But the one thing I can remember about that movie was the song by AC/DC. It was all over the radio, and I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was for that movie. I kind of remember that more than the movie because every time I turned on the radio, that song was on.
JD, what about you? Were you I knew we've talked about Last Action Hero quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I'm for sure a fan of Last Action Hero, and I'm very happy that it made it onto your list. I think that it's a wildly inventive movie for sure, and Arnold does a great job, but the villain in this movie is fantastic. What's dude's name?
That's a great question, and there's an answer for that. And I can't remember off the top of my head. It's the Ripper. Right?
No, I'm not talking about the Ripper. The Ripper is a fantastic villain. I'm talking about the redhead with the glass eye.
Benedict.
Oh, yeah. Benedict, yes.
That guy is a stone-cold son of a bitch. Love it.
Yeah, he's badass. Now, can we talk about the Ripper, though? Because that's probably one of my favorite characters in this movie. Do you recognize or remember who the Ripper is from another movie in our archives?
Well, we haven't The big green yet, so it's not Steve Guttenberg.
He is the Frankenstein from the Monster Squad, Tom Noonan.
That's right.
The Ripper. For that reason alone, I kind of have to put him in there. But yeah, I have to agree. Benedict is a great bad guy in this movie. Yeah, I mean, the kid's not bad either, and his name's not Charlie, so that's a plus. JD, I'm going to toss it over to you. What do you got at number five?
You know what? I'm gonna run with the dice here, and I'm in the same boat as you. I've got five movies picked out, and it's in no particular order, except for, I don't know, but I'm gonna go with 1990, and I'm going to say we're talking a little Philip K. Dick. We're talking a little Total Recall.
Total Recall. Okay, very nice. I'm not the biggest Total Recall fan, but RJ, you lived through the 90s. You were a young teenager. What do you think about Total Recall?
Truthfully, I've only seen it probably a couple times. It's not one of my favorites. It was kind of one of those movies that if I had nothing else to watch, I would watch it. So, but I mean, the concept of the movie was really cool. I really dug the idea of it, but I don't know. It just didn't do much for me.
See, that's interesting that you say that, because I would have assumed that both of you would have reacted more positively. So I'm assuming it's not on either of your lists. But for me, this movie is pure sci-fi in its like most purest form. Okay. And I love the way that it weaves together a story and leaves you at a place at the end where you don't know necessarily what way is up. It's, you know, being that it's based on a Philip K. Dick story. And I mean, there's so many others that he's... his stories that have been turned into movies for sure. But it almost has like a Twilight Zone vibe to it with the way that everything happens, but then it just smashes it, and then you have Arnold, and you've got these big action numbers, and shit, I love it. Screw you guys. I love Total Recall.
Can I be honest? I thought you were going to say Kindergarten Cop when you started with 1990, so I'm actually pleasantly surprised with Total Recall. We had this movie on VHS growing up, and I tried to watch it. It's one of those movies that I started like 5 times. I'm like, this time I'm going to like it. This time I'm going to like it. I never liked the movie. I don't know what it is. It was just maybe too far out, or just something about that movie never connected with me.
Yeah, I feel the same with you on that one. Cool concept, but it just, never clicked with it.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, RJ, over to you. Number 5, what do you have?
Actually, I'm going to go 1988, and I'm going to go with the movie Twins.
Twins.
It was kind of cool to see Arnold not so much as this giant, like, action hero, but he still had that kind of vibe in it. And, come on, Danny DeVito and Arnold acting together. I mean, that was classic. Also, I was, 9 years old and seeing Kelly Preston, you know, Marnie crawling across the bed, you know, that was quite memorable. But, you know, it was just a fun movie to watch. I mean, I was young, but I've seen it several times as I got older, but it just never got old to me. Arnold always going, "Well, you forget the first rule of combat," you know? So, and, Danny DeVito introducing him to, chicken palm, in the microwave, and, "Oh, I love nuked food." You know, it was just a fun movie. Webster, the villain, he was really cool. And it just was a fun story. I mean, DeVito always getting in trouble, and Arnold, you know, being his brother as he learns, as he gets older, saves his ass all the time. And, you know, Danny DeVito finding out that he was the leftovers. So, wow. Just a cool movie, man. It was well done. I had a lot. I always have fun watching that one.
Can I also add, I'm also a fan of Kelly Preston, and we can thank Jerry Maguire for that. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, just YouTube Kelly Preston in that movie, and you might be a fan too. Now, back over to me, I'm going to go number 4. Okay, this one is also, I believe, it's not in our archives, but it's been talked a lot about on the podcast. Playing a man named Howard Langston, and he's chasing the Turbo Man. I love Jingle All the Way. It's a Christmas classic for me every year. I have to watch it no matter what. So for that reason, even though it's not like the best movie of his, it's a movie that I watch every year, so it has to be on my top 5. JD, I know you love the Jingle All the Way movie. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I knew that Jingle All the Way would be coming up in one way, shape, or form during this discussion for sure. So I'm happy that you sort of popped the cherry, if that's appropriate to say, with your number 4 pick.
Well, we're talking about a kid's doll movie. I don't know if we say pop the cherry with that one, but...
Sorry, did you call it a kid's doll movie?
I mean, he is going after the Turbo Man doll, is he not?
Do you know that the biggest time of the year for the conception of children is Christmas, Kyle?
Oh, dear God. Yeah, of course.
That's why you got to relieve that tension somehow.
That's what I'm saying.
They're saying right now that there's going to be a baby boom for the coronavirus because everybody's cooped up at home with nothing else to do.
Okay, well, Jingle All the Way. RJ, fan of Jingle All the Way? Where do you stand on the Christmas classic?
I do, but I don't want to get too much into it at the moment because it is on my list.
Little tease. I like it.
Yeah. So I don't want to spoil it, but it made it. So I'm definitely a fan of that movie.
Okay. Here we go. Well, JD, over to you. Number 4. I'm curious. What do you have?
Yeah. So my pick is going to be unoriginal at this point, as RJ's already blown its cover for me, but it's 1988's Twins. And
nice.
Being that it's an Ivan Reitman movie, we've got Schwarzenegger with DeVito. The physical comedy between the two of them is fantastic. I have to say that it's possible that I like this movie more so because of DeVito, but I don't think you can have Twins without Schwarzenegger.
Definitely not.
Do you think it's too late for a sequel to Twins? I feel like that's one that they could put the old suits back on for and we'd be all happy with it.
If you actually look online, if you look up under Arnie's like movie bio, there is a, I don't know if it's a fan made one or, but under his actual movies, there's a poster of Twins 2 with DeVito, Schwarzenegger, and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, incredible.
I don't know if that's true. I haven't really looked into it too much, but I did notice that when I was doing, you know, I was looking through. Yeah.
Directed by Ivan Reitman. Triplets. Comedy movie. Schwarzenegger, DeVito, and Eddie Murphy. Written screenplay by Josh Gad. Wow, that might actually be, I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool if it is, because I'm a fan of Eddie Murphy. I mean, who isn't?
Yeah. The script has been done, and Murphy has signed on. That was the last update on it. Wow. Okay. Very interesting. RJ, I'm going to throw it back since we've already talked a little bit about Twins. I'm going to toss it back to you for number four. What do you have?
Excuse me. Yeah, actually, my number four is Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
That's another thing. Like, I have a tradition watching certain movies, like, around Halloween. You know, it's always Son-in-Law, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in November. And then in December, we have a list of movies that me and my wife and my daughter watch. And Jingle All the Way is always been in there. We never miss it. I mean, the comedy with Phil Hartman being Ted. You got Sinbad as being Myron. You know, you got to love my bad Arnold impression. And then Arnold, all three of them together, you know, it's just, it's hysterical, you know. And it never gets old. Every year with Sinbad, when they're in the radio station, the cops come, they were trying to get the Turbo Man doll, and Sinbad said, "This is a bomb. It's a homemade device." And the cop who keeps nailing Arnold says, "Oh, you know, I've been on the bomb squad, and you got nothing to worry about." And he rips it, and the package blows up, and Sinbad's like, "This is a sick world we live in. It's just a sick world." You know, that never gets old. I always laugh hysterically, but it's always the end of the movie is always heartwarming, you know, because Arnold has screwed up everything. And then out of nowhere, he's Turbo Man, you know? So it's, I don't know, man. It's just, it's a fun movie. The cast is awesome. I mean, it's got a lot of comedy. It's got a good Christmas, like, heartfelt story. So it's definitely one of my top movies for Christmas. And I made a joke with my wife. And I'm going to say it quick because I saved it just for this podcast because I picked this movie. And it has to do with the coronavirus. It's probably bad and you can beat me up for it. That's all right. I said to my wife, I go, "Hey, trying to get a roll of toilet paper right now is trying to get a Turbo Man doll on Christmas Eve." So I thought that was pretty good.
That's freaking true, man.
Because you can't get toilet. I don't know how it is out there, but here you can't get toilet paper. So because it's coronavirus. It's crazy. So I mean, that was my like bad joke.
That's like the one aisle in the grocery store that forever you go in there like once every 4 months and it's for like 10 seconds. Yeah. Now I find myself going down there and just like staring at the empty shelves. I'm like, well, this is the good old days. I mean, remember when this was stocked full of TP? Yeah. And like, I'm just like staring at these shelves. Like, it's kind of, it's a bummer. Also, people, stop loading up on toilet paper. Just take what you fucking need, assholes.
Dude, how much shit do you do in like a 2 week period? I mean, I don't know. It's like, I mean, I have a donkey. I mean, he doesn't even shit that much. So it's like, you know. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, that's my bad joke. But yeah, Jingle All the Way it's a fun movie. You know, it never gets old.
I feel like there's a lot to dive into with that donkey, but we'll save that for our Shrek episode.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I got a little farm. I got a bunch of animals, so it's kind of cool.
All right. Well, back to me. Number three. We're getting the halfway point here. And speaking of halfway points, this one really is a movie that I love. I'm in 1994. It's True Lies. He's Harry Tasker. You know, he's too busy to spend any time with his wife. He's lying to her. All of a sudden, his life gets turned upside down when he discovers his wife might be having an affair with the used car salesman. And just amazing performance here from Bill Paxton. Probably his best work, at least in my opinion. I like Twister, but I love him here as the slimy car salesman here in True Lies. Outside of the fact that this movie might have brought me into puberty, it's just a great action movie, man. Like, it's on the heels of T2. This was like Cameron's next big thing, and I feel like he didn't disappoint at all. It's a great movie. Yeah, RJ, I hear you chuckling. What do you think about True Lies here at three?
Dude, Tom Arnold's the man in that movie. Bill Paxton, I think I have to say, I think his best work was Aliens.
Aliens is great.
Yeah, True Lies is, God, the thing with True Lies is I've seen it a bunch of times, and it is a great movie. It's a great action movie. The way it was filmed was unbelievable. But my senior prom was at the Rosecliff Mansion, and that's where they filmed some of True Lies. So,
Badass.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But so my parents and everybody always watched it because they were like, oh, some of this was filmed in Rhode Island. I want to see if we can notice landmarks. So I've seen it a bunch of times, but it really is. It really is a cool movie. I mean, just the cinematography and, the story is great. Jamie Lee Curtis's little striptease was good. It's been a while since I've seen it, but was it Arnold that was flying the fighter jet?
And
See that whole sequence was pretty wild. So
freaking awesome.
Yeah. Great action movie, great comedy, great actors. Yeah, man, I got to hang out where they filmed it with my senior prom, so that was just made it even cooler.
That's cool. I'm kind of picturing, like, your dad, like, he's like, oh, yeah, we'll check the movie out for landmarks. He's and then that's why he wants to watch it. Not Jamie Lee, it's the landmarks.
Yeah, well, my mother was always one of those that would be like, Ricky, what are you doing? Stop it!
But he's not opening it to slow-mo on its own. Like, what the fuck, remote? JD, where do you land on True Lies? We haven't really talked too much about this movie. I have. You haven't, though.
No, I'm a fan of True Lies. I think it's a good little movie, and it's very neatly packed, and it unfolds in from a writing standpoint in a big way. So it's one of those movies that I'm sure they sold, in the studio with saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is...
Right.
And that's all it took. And I'm sure it was hammered right out of the gate. But no, it's a good movie, and you guys have already mentioned it very much, but Jamie Lee Curtis definitely has the goods in this movie, which I never imagined she would have before. So good on her. I was never a big Jamie Lee Curtis fan, but this movie swayed me.
JD, number three, what do you have, man?
For me, for my number three, I'm saving my best two for one and two, but I'm back in 1993 with a little bit of Last Action Hero. Not Lost Action Hero. That's a Lost Action Hero is when they mix Last Action Hero with Lost Boys.
Ooh, that sounds good, though.
Nice.
Right? That's a cool-sounding movie. No, I love Last Action Hero, and I remember distinctly when I saw this movie, and we rented it from the video store. We had some friends stay over. I want to say it was Saturday night. Or it was around Easter. I think it was around Easter time when we watched it. I'm getting my dates a little mixed up. But the point is we had to stop the movie halfway through because the OJ chase was going on.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So my parents stormed into the living room and they're like, turn that shit off. And we watched the OJ chase for however long that took. And then we finished watching Last Action Hero.
That's interesting.
That sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, that would have been a Blockbuster rental night for you?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I love it. Okay, number three, RJ, what do you have?
I actually have 1982, Conan the Barbarian. I was the first time I had ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger on screen was Conan the Barbarian. I might have been 4 or 5 years old, maybe six. I didn't actually see it, in the theater, but it was on an NBC Sunday night movie. And my mother actually recorded it off the TV. I remember just watching Arnold as this massive, muscular guy, swinging this giant sword. James Earl Jones as, I'm probably going to butcher this, but Thussala Doom. So, I mean, he scared the shit out of me, man. Especially when he turned the snake into the arrow, he shot Valeria. I think it was the blonde chick that Arnold was riding with.
Valeria, yep.
Yep. So that and the little wizard guy, Kirio, he was fun to watch. But just the whole, I was just taken by seeing Arnold just fighting in the pits and, swinging this massive sword and fighting giant snakes and, I don't know, man. It was a cool movie, and I think that was a good introduction to Arnold was seeing that movie because I was kind of like, wow,
I was never a huge Conan guy. It's not going to be on my list anywhere. But JD, what about you? We've never talked about Conan the Barbarian on here.
Dude, Conan's one of those movies that when you watched it as a kid, you immediately got, before you even had testosterone in your body, or however the hell that works, yes. Not a scientist. You watch this movie, it's like a sugar rush, and you're just pumped the fuck up, and you're just like, Conan, motherfuckers! you're charging across the room, and you're tackling each other, and you got rolls of wrapping paper, and you're hitting each other. It's just fantastic.
Let's move over to number two. We're in the final countdown here. This was tough. This movie was almost number one for me, but I am in 1987 for the action sci-fi adventure movie here, Predator, where he plays the role of Dutch. And it's about a team of commandos on a mission in Central American jungle who find themselves hunted by an extraterrestrial warrior. Man, this movie, when it first came out, I was really young when I saw this. I want to say I was maybe 4 years old, so I caught it a couple years after it was released. My dad showed me this movie. I was terrified of the Predator. But I feel like his performance in this is pretty good. Like, I mean, not that he's got to do a lot of acting chops. It's a sci-fi action movie, but this was the first time where I was like, man, I think he could do more than what he's doing. I really like the scene where he kind of slumps down into the mud and covers himself, and the Predator gets like super close. Like, there's just some really cool scenes in here for a 1987 movie that really hold up well all these years later. So, JD, I don't want to spoil it if it's on your list, but what do you think about Predator here at two?
No, Predator's a fine pick. I love Predator. I love the franchise, honestly. And it's such a great way of kicking off what is a great series. Arnold is fantastic, and it's another one of those concepts that, from a writing standpoint, is so high concept yet contained at the same time, because when you look at the locations, it's pretty much just all jungle. So from a shooting standpoint, like, I mean, it's difficult to shoot outdoors, and I'm sure they shot some of it indoors as well, but no, it's just a really neat little movie that pieced together, and they kicked ass, and they created and then eventually ruined with Alien vs. Predator, but we won't talk about right. that.
Plus, I mean, gosh, there's so many quotable lines in this movie. Obviously, his run, go get to the chopper. Like, that one's great. But, like, honestly, my favorite line in this entire movie might come from Blaine, where Poncho's like, man, you're bleeding, man. You're hit. And he's like, ain't got no time to bleed. He's like, oh, okay, you got time to duck?
Dylan, what's the matter? CIA got you pushing too many pencils?
You know, but yeah, dude, that's definitely one of my top movies by him. Yeah, great flick.
If it bleeds, we kill it. All right, yeah, there's just the whole movie is quotes. JD, what do you have, number two, man?
So this is where my list is going to hopefully veer away from you guys a little bit. So let's get a little bit weird, and let's head to 1987. For what I think is the superior film from 1987, Stephen King, The Running Man.
Oh, very solid. That's a sleeper right there.
Yeah, it is.
I fucking love this movie since the first time I saw it when I was a little kid, and I honestly confused it for the WWF. I was like, man, this is a weird wrestling match that they got going on, because they had all these unique characters, and you got Dynamo, and you got the American dude, and, you know, it's just ridiculous, like, just wasteland kind of stuff. And the fact that even Richard Dawson is in it, and, you know, a true story about me is, if I've had a few too many to drink, I tend to give an Italian goodbye, which, you know, it's Italians, you kiss on the cheek goodbye. It doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl. You give a cheek. But I call it giving the Richard Dawson, because of what he did on the show all the time. So if people are a little weird, I'll just say, hey, it's Richard Dawson.
Okay. I've always wondered why you kissed me when you drink. Okay. I just thought you swung both ways. That answered some questions for me.
Listen, Corona Kyle.
RJ, Running Man, what do you think?
Yeah, that's you said it best. It is a sleeper movie. It is a good film. You know, the wasteland vibe is kind of cool about it. I remember when I first saw it, I didn't think WWF or now WE or just W or whatever the hell it is. I thought more of like American Gladiators. It was like American Gladiators meets Mad Max. Definitely a cool movie. I've seen that one several times, but that's one I really enjoy. Just the whole premise of it is actually pretty cool. And was it Mr. Sub-Zero? Sub-Zero. I liked it when he ate it. So that was pretty wild.
Okay, well, we'll toss it back over to you, RJ, for number two. What do you have?
I actually have 1985 Commando. Nice. That was probably the second most watched movie of Arnold that I saw after Conan. It was quite a popular movie, and it was always on, and my neighbors always had the VHS playing. And it's just, I watched it a few years ago, actually, with my daughter. Now being a father, I was watching, I was like, man, if someone ever kidnapped my kid, I'd probably do the same damn thing. But it's just one of those movies that not anything special. It's just a cool action movie. And you kidnap his kid, he gets all these guns, you know, he blows up everything, he rescues his daughter, and he throws a steam pipe through Bennett, and that's, you know, he's dead. So it, I don't know. It's a generic kind of movie, but it's a cool movie. Yeah, Commando, definitely a lot of fun. That's another good one.
One thing I'm noticing that I guess I maybe didn't pay attention to in the past, but a lot of repeat actors with Arnold movies. So like in Commando, you've got Bill Duke, who is Mac in Predator, mm-hmm. who's in this one as Cook. And then you had Jesse the Body, who is in Predator, and also the Running Man. So
oh, he was, yeah.
So yeah, yep. I mean, he's couple repeats there. So I almost feel like maybe, I don't know if that's his call, but it does feel like he's kind of trying to keep some of his guys that he likes together from project to project. I also heard he's kept the same stunt guy for like 40 years now. That's like his personal stunt guy, which is kind of cool. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I was never the biggest Commando fan. I don't know if it was because the VHS boxes are so similar between Commando and Predator that I just decided, like, I've already seen this movie, and I just made a choice of, like, well, I'm a Predator guy, so that's what I'm going to watch. But, JD, how about you? What do you think about Commando?
Yeah, Commando's pretty much an awesome film. It's one of those good movies that you can just get a pizza to and just pop it on and just enjoy the hell out of it. And, you know, for what it's worth, I don't think you have movies like John Wick necessarily without movies like Commando paving the way.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
100% agree with that. We're to the final countdown, man. We've given our top four. Now we got to give the number one pick for Arnold Schwarzenegger movies here. I started with Last Action Hero. Then we went to the Christmas classic Jingle All the Way. True Lies was number three. Predator was number two. Number one for me, I feel like I gave this same explanation on the last episode where I put it number one, but it's Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And it's that movie for a lot of reasons, not just because it's our movie of the month, but because I feel like the original Terminator probably would have been like four or five on my list, but good guy Arnold in this one, where he's actually on the side of John Connor, I like that version of him a lot better with Terminator. And for whatever reason, it's one of those movies that I'll pop on anytime I feel like watching some Arnold. I'll go to T2. If it's on TV, I'll sit there and watch it. It's just a movie that really hasn't aged. I mean, some of the CGI is a little bit dated, but for the most part, it's like Cameron's like, hey, I'm going to shoot this movie, and 30 years later, people are going to think it's brand new, because it does give off a little bit of that vibe. So, JD, I know you love this movie. I don't know that it's on your list because you threw me for a curveball with these last couple picks, but what do you think about T2?
Oh, T2, it's a fantastic movie. It's a definitive Arnold role for sure. This is what's so difficult about making this list is there's just so many options to include. So, you know, stay tuned to see whether it's my number one or not, but I kind of figured it was going to be yours.
Okay. RJ, what do you think?
T2 is definitely a great movie. I remember going to see that in the theater, and they actually carded my father because I was underage. But yeah, an awesome movie. I mean, the special effects were mind-blowing on it. And you're right, to see Arnold as a good guy was cool, because I remember in the original Terminator, he was obviously the bad guy. And man, he scared the shit out of me when he came out of the fire and his skin melted off and he was the robot. It was kind of like in WWE when a bad guy becomes a good guy and everybody loves him, you know, like Seth Rollins or something. So yeah. that helped out a lot. And it was just a ride, man. It was just action from start to finish. it still gave off that kind of creepy vibe when they talked about the end of the world. Yeah, Terminator 2 is definitely one of his best movies. Again, to the soundtrack from Arnold, the Guns N' Roses song You Could Be Mine had a very particular drum beat in the beginning of it, and of course, me being the awesome drummer that I was,
yeah,
I learned how to play it, and like it impressed a couple of chicks, so yeah. Double whammy on that one. Good movie, good soundtrack, and I impressed some girls.
That's awesome. JD, I'm going to throw it to you, man. You started with Total Recall. You went with some Twins at number 4, Last Action Hero at 3, The Running Man at 2. I'm totally guessing here at what your number 1 pick will be. What do you got?
I don't think that you could guess this right. I will give you two opportunities to show your skills, and I'm mentally beaming it to you right now, so you have no excuse not to get it. Boom. What is it?
Okay, here we go. I am going with... God, I don't know, man. Is it Kimball? Kindergarten Cop? You did like it's that not. Episode. Okay.
I love that movie, but it did not make my list.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Collateral Damage.
That's a good guess, but of course you're wrong.
Okay, as usual.
So again, I said my list gets a little weird and veers off the note here. Technically, this isn't an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It's an Arnold Strong movie. It's his 1970 debut, Hercules in New York.
Wow. I did not freaking see that coming. Okay, well.
Have you seen that movie?
You got some explaining to do, man.
Okay, so first of all, if you have either of you seen this movie?
No.
It's fantastic. He's Hercules. Takes place up in Mount Olympus, and for reasons, he goes down to Earth, and he spends the next like 80 minutes convincing people he's Hercules. There's a part where he's with this girl, and they're walking down the street. They walk past a movie theater, and there's a poster for a movie about Hercules, and he goes, "This is not Hercules." Then he pulls off his shirt in the middle of the street. This is Hercules. It's so funny. And it's got Arnold Stang in it. So there's Arnold Strong and there's Arnold Stang. And Arnold Stang is like one of these old actors.
Yeah.
And he plays, his character's name is Pretzi because he sells pretzels by the seashore.
That adds up.
So the whole time he's like, "Hey, Hike, where are we going to go now, Hike?" And then a fight breaks out. And there's a part where he wrestles a bear, but the bear is just a guy in a bear suit, and you can see the tennis shoes. And then the bear just runs off into the distance.
I'm looking at the guy that played Pretzi, and just like his character name matches his face. That's exactly what I thought he'd look like.
And he's got, if you look at his IMDb for Arnold Stang, he's got like a long list of like really good stuff that he's been a part of. Like he's one of those like golden age actors, and you know, 1970, he was probably like 60 years old. So
yeah.
Why not throw him in Hercules in New York? Ooh, that was like a Boston Hercules. That was bad.
Ever do that
sounded
again.
More like Brooklyn.
the point was it sucked. And I accept
wonder,
that.
No wonder Tom Brady's leaving. What the hell was that, JD? Come on, man.
I'm glad he's gone. I'm a Giants fan.
There you go.
Anyway.
Okay, well, we're going to come to you, RJ. So you started with Twins. We matched picks with number 4 with Jingle All the Way. You had Conan the Barbarian at the 3 spot, Commando at 2. Number 1, top 5 Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. What do you got?
I had to go with Predator.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah,
Predator was, that's just one of those movies, man, that not only was it fun to watch, not only was it like a flawless kind of action movie, me and my friends as kids running around with our toy guns, you know, playing each individual character, you know, it just, that was like, you had Rambo and then you had Predator, and Predator was just on a whole nother level. It was like, it was sci-fi, which was cool. It had aliens in it. So it was like everything that me and my friends liked watching as kids all put together in like one movie. Yeah. Predator. I mean, you can't go wrong with Predator. Great flick.
This might be like one of the number one lines that when people do an Arnold impression, they always have to do either the get to the chopper or the, come on, do it now. Come on, kill me. Kill me, yeah. Do it. Like, just like, if you can nail that impression, like, everybody's like, oh, he does a good Arnold, man. You got to hear him do the come on one. So it's just, I love this movie, man. Like I said, it was really close to being my number one, just because I just, it's such a quotable movie.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy, who I've been friends with like all my life, to this day, he still quotes Predator, and he does actually like a really good Arnold. So yeah. It's just funny to hear him. We'll be at cookouts, and I'll hear him across the way. Get to the chopper! You know, it's like, dude, come on, man. You know, so yeah, it's just one of those movies that I just, you know, it's a great movie, and I have a lot of good memories attached to it, I guess I should say. But yeah, Predator, man, awesome.
Okay. JD, I feel like you weren't all that impressed with it being number two on my list. What do you think about having it number one here?
It's for sure one of those movies, and you know, we began this episode by talking about the difference between Stallone and Schwarzenegger, and this is one of those movies that either was a definitive movie, as RJ saying, for his childhood, for the quotability and for the action and for the intense and just even for everything that you were saying too. And I don't disagree with any of that. It's just a movie that I didn't see as a child, so I don't have that nostalgia built into it. I didn't see it until I was probably 12, maybe, which is still a child, I guess. But you know, when you think back about like, the first time I saw Rambo, I was like 6 and immediately stabbed my older brother with a fork.
Nice.
So, you know, I definitely have that kind of rapport with Rambo over Predator, but it's a good fucking movie. And for what it's worth, RJ, the sequel is not that bad.
Oh, dude, I can't. I see it come on, I go, I'm done. I can't change the channel fast enough. I don't know if it's because I'm such a fan of the original. I know what they were trying to do, but just seeing the Predator in the city is just, it's just not the same. It didn't have the same effect for me. That's, you know, that's why I said, the movie Predators that came out a few years ago, I enjoyed it because it was back in the jungle. It was a different style of movie. You know, it was all like convicts that were fighting against the Predators. And then to have the little throwbacks to the original Predator, that made it even cooler. And then when it was the Predator versus Predator at the end, it was like, oh, man, you know, you had like a good Predator, kind of like Arnold being the good Terminator, you know?
Right.
But I think that one saved it. But yeah, I'm not, I could really just live without the other ones. So.
Yeah. You got to wonder what happened in the talks to bring him back. Cause I got to imagine the first thought from the studio or the writer from that movie is we got to have Arnold back for part two. And obviously that didn't happen. They end up going with Danny Glover and Gary Busey and all these guys in the second one. But I mean, his plate was full, I guess. I mean, he did Total Recall and Kindergarten Cop the same year. I guess maybe just not enough for him to go around, and they just could make the numbers work. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think the other problem, too, is not to drag this on, but I think the other problem with Predator 2 also is I was used to seeing Danny Glover as in Lethal Weapon, kind of like the conservative cop where you had Mel Gibson, who was the crazy cop. So to see him as like a main action star, I think that kind of threw it for me. You know, I just was so used to seeing him as Murtaugh in Lethal Weapon. You know, he was always like I said, laid back compared to Riggs. Now, if Mel Gibson took that character and played maybe in Predator 2, I might have a different perspective on it. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't see Danny Glover as that kind of actor.
Yep, I agree. Okay, well, we gave our five. You know, honestly, I didn't have many that were like outside of my five. Like, I had these five, and I was like, well, I don't think I'm leaving anything off. Like, it was kind of tough to find five, to be honest. And that doesn't mean I don't love Arnold. I do. I just, a lot of his movies have always been one and dones for me. And yeah, I mean, I can't put Batman and Robin on there because that's just blasphemy. But I mean, RJ, did you have any that were kind of outside of your top five looking in?
I did. Actually, one of them obviously is being Escape Plan. It was a cool movie, but to see Stallone and Arnold actually acting together, you know, it was cool. Cause that was always, like I said, growing up, you know, being a kid in the 80s, it was like Arnold or, you know, Sylvester Stallone, but to have them act together in that movie, it, you know, again, not like anything groundbreaking, but it was a solid movie, so that was cool. And I've always had a soft spot for End of Days. That's another movie that I really enjoyed. And yep. Believe it or not, in 2013, when it came out with The Last Stand with Johnny Knoxville, that actually, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I did. Redboxed it.
Yeah, me too. And I actually kept the DVD, so Redbox got me for like $20 or whatever. But I've actually watched that a few times, and I kind of enjoy that one because it's cool to see Arnold as the old sheriff. You know what I mean? Like the old timer, you know, and then he's got to go back to being the tough guy. You know, he's got to go back to being that city cop. So see him do that was cool. And Johnny Knoxville's comedic part in it. It just I thought that was a solid movie. Mm-hmm. That's another one that I'll watch if it's on. I obviously own the DVD still in the Redbox case. So
there you go.
I can watch it anytime. But yeah, those were ones that that were close to my list, but just they didn't make it.
JD, how about you? Any on the outside looking in?
You know, I'm really surprised that nobody mentioned Junior.
You love Arnold comedy. Almost every one of your picks was an Arnold comedy movie. Outside of
No, I it was between Twins and Junior, and I really think Twins is a far superior movie with a much better story for sure.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of End of Days, as mentioned. I kind of thought, Kyle, that you were going to go Batman and Robin, so I'm kind of surprised at the hate that you laid out for it.
Oh, it's an awful movie. It's just
and
awful.
Yet you love it.
That's true.
I'm right with you on Escape Plan and was debating including Expendables, but this part was just not enough.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Hey, JD, let me ask you a question, though. Not to change the topic too much, but I know you do like the Arnold comedies. Did you like Sylvester Stallone's Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Getty?
Yeah, that'd I figured that would be up your alley.
Yeah.
I had to ask because he was going on the Arnold comedies. But that's one of the ones that catches a beating, too, from people, you know, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. I thought that was a good movie. But, yeah.
It's right up there with Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, dude, that was a great movie.
You're damn right it was.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, good flick.
That's freaking hilarious. Yeah, I would love to get his top five on Stallone because I'm going through the list going with probably Rhinestone. It's a comedy. Get some comedy in there. Just which ones are you going to pick? Because you definitely lean toward the comedy. I've never noticed that.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to hear that. That'd be an interesting list.
We'll get there at some point. Well, RJ, man, thanks for coming on the show. This has been really fun. Tell our audience where they can follow you. Tell them about your podcast. Plug away.
Yeah, man. I mean, my podcast is just a really amateur podcast, but I tried doing it with a little bit of a twist. Me and my daughter actually do the podcast. So we do, you know, we cover everything, but mainly we do movie reviews. And the way I try to do it is my daughter is stuck in the 90s. She's 14 and she loves to sit down and watch movies from basically when I was her age. So we'll pick a movie from that time period and we'll do a review. And we, you know, I try to get her take as a watching the movie for the first time. So a fresh take from someone from a completely different generation. So we mainly do those. And then, you know, we cover other things. You know, we talk about paranormal, wrestling, TV shows. Actually, we did a serial killer episode about Michael Ross, which was pretty neat because we moved to Brooklyn, Connecticut, and he was from here. But so that's a little bit about the podcast. And then, you know, you can find me on you can find the No Limits podcast on like every thing you can listen to podcasts on. And then we do have an Instagram page, RJ and Kylie's No Limits podcast. I have an Instagram page. It's you guys might like this if you recognize the line, but it's or the name, but it's Alex Rogan 84 from The Last Starfighter.
So, oh, that's badass.
Yeah, so Alex Rogan 84, you can find me on Instagram. Again, we do have a Facebook page for RJ and Kylie's No Limits podcast. And then I'm always on Facebook more than Instagram, so you can find me RJ Gregory on Facebook. And like I said, it's a really more of a amateur podcast. We have a lot of fun doing it. So if anybody checks it out, please feel free to contact me and let me know how bad we suck, how good we are. That's pretty much it. And I'll tell you, it was awesome to be on this episode with you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. You guys do great work. I hope you keep it up for many, many more years to come. I'm kind of like the fanboy right now. You know what I mean? It's just cool to actually be talking to you guys instead of just listening to you guys. So I do appreciate the opportunity, and it's really cool how you interact with the fans the way you do. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Wow. Good feedback. JD, anything you want to add in there?
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I almost called you JD. It was going to happen at one point. Your podcast sounds awesome. I typically don't listen to podcasts. I don't understand podcasts. Kyle likes to give me a lot of shit.
He listens to no podcast ever. So I have to send him little snippets of our podcast so he listens. He's like, oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. For the feedback, you know, bro. The funny thing about our podcast too is I'm not so tech savvy, so I don't know how to actually edit anything out. When you listen to our podcast, that's it, man. It's just recorded live, like right off the rip, and whatever comes out comes out. And so far, it's been okay. You know, I haven't heard too many complaints, but that makes it interesting too.
Well, again, thanks again for coming on, and we'll get you back on, man. This is a lot of fun, so we'll find something else where we can bring you on, maybe do like a full episode. I know you're a horror guy, so, you know, October is always jam-packed with movies for us. I know you like Scream. Maybe we bring you in for the Scream 2 review.
Dude, I would love it. Like we were talking earlier, you know, in my opinion, like I said, Scream was probably the last best horror trilogy to come out. I know there is a fourth one. Yeah. The way, like I told you, the way they were able to tie the fourth one. I had no faith in that movie, but the way they were able to tie the fourth one into the other three was just awesome. I mean, well done.
I agree.
You know, I guess they might make another one. I hope they don't. Mm-hmm. You know, just like with the new Jurassic Parks, the last one, the way they ended it was so cool. But of course, they're going to make another one and probably bury it. I hope they don't. But anyway, yeah, dude, it'd be awesome to come back on for the Scream. I would love that. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, as always, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, YouTube, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to us, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Back in Time Pod. I'm at KAutry29. JD is at Unjust Justin. He's burping throughout the week. I don't know why. But for now, it's time to hop back into the DeLorean, and we will be back next week with T2 Judgment Day. Looking forward to it. See ya.
Predator 2 is a good movie. The end. See ya.